Professor Roy Green is Dean of the University of Technology Sydney Business School. He was a contributor to the manufacturing task force set up by the then Prime Minister Julia Gillard and her Manufacturing Leaders Advisory Group. He's chaired and sat on numerous other bodies in Australia looking at manufacturing. He joins me in the studio now. Should this be a game of finger-pointing and blame-shifting?
Good evening, Mark. I don't think anything is achieved by a blame game. I think we've had less than optimal public policy in this area for at least 15 years. We had a Button plan, John Button, in the 1980s to reposition Australian manufacturing with tariff reductions. We haven't really rethought industry policy since then.
So why not?
I think
The ball? It sounds as though Hawke Keating did the reform and Howard Costello dropped the ball.
We've suffered in so many ways from the complacency induced by a commodity boom. These are the policy outcomes of sitting back and hoping that our future lies in unprocessed raw materials. And that could well be the case in the future. We could become a third world economy with first world living standards. Whether that's sustainable or not is another question. But while this is a blow for manufacturing, it's not the end of manufacturing. And the question now is not the finger pointing.
Because that's what people are saying.
No, no.
Or the end of metal bashing, at any rate.
It's a question not of finger pointing, but of determining what is good public policy going forward from this point. And in particular, with a view to retaining Toyota, retaining the supplier network, and repositioning our industry policy towards a competitive components industry, which becomes far more embedded than it is at present in global value chains.
Okay, that's let's how take we a couple of those value. Things one at a time. How do we retain Toyota?
The first thing that they will require is a solid and competitive supply chain. If that starts to hollow out, then there will be no future for Toyota in this country. Toyota would otherwise be very committed to staying here. They have an international presence with Australian manufacturing. We export. They have a very flexible operation here. There are many things they would like to do with that operation to make it even more competitive, and we need to look at those. But the key thing here is not simply to focus on the assembly end of manufacturing, which doesn't capture all that much value, but to focus on the design, innovation, and specialised manufacturing end.
So how do we do that if we can't say to would-be suppliers, look, you know, you've got a ready-made home market in Ford and Holden anymore?
Because our small and medium-sized manufacturers have not been sufficiently tuned in to international developments. Other countries in Europe, for example, have what they call smart specialisation strategies, picking a niche in the world market and becoming the best at doing it. And we have a couple of thousand of such companies in Australia, not just in autos, but in a wide range of technologies, who are the best in the world at what they do. They operate below the radar. They're not as well known as Holden or Toyota, but they are highly capable companies. And they export to world markets. They export most of their produce or services to world markets. But we don't have enough of them. And what we need now from the government is a statement about how industry policy will be repositioned for the 21st century to build that capability, to ensure that we have access to global supply chains, to build, in fact, on a policy that Ian Macfarlane himself initiated under the Howard government, the Global Opportunities Program. Why not go back to that?
There are a whole series of new technologies emerging around the world. There's robotics and biotechnology and nanotechnology, all of these kinds of things. There are more. Shouldn't we be going all out now to put national energy into those things?
Absolutely. We need to identify the key enabling technologies and capabilities of the future. We do about 2% of the world's R&D. We're not going to be excellent at everything. Let's pick those areas in which we can be excellent and focus on those and build up the capability of our companies, our managers, our workforces, so that we're the best at what we do. And that really is the secret of success in global manufacturing today.
But I can already hear the free market economists out there saying governments can't pick winners. Governments are no good at picking winners.
No, the winners always pick themselves. But we can identify those areas of strong capability and potential competitive advantage for Australian manufacturers and indeed related service providers, because manufacturing these days is only a small part of a total package of services involving computer science, engineering, marketing, design. These are the areas in which we can add value.
Professor Roy Green, Dean of the University of Technology, Sydney Business School.